Tuyu takpa xeya de karu, chiru batu su karu sikuru suna, tuyu xeya de rwa. Ani takpa re sikyo ra, ko tuyu li ya yuge yo ma re sikyo ra, ka tuyu ina ko yo yo bare. Ko li ya yu jib ya soku ya dan, jun ku ya keke yo ma re. Sa ko tuyu de takpa re sikyo ra, yu yo ma re sikyo ra. Ta ina ko drebu jib re sikyo ra, ngobo re de ko tuyen shin yo gire. Kande re suna pina, tiondo re shi tabi yina, shenda kanga tsa yina, tsa yina, yang kunga re shi yina ko tiondo jiga marwa. Ka re shi yina ko tuyudi kuku yore, tuyudi yarga tuyudi kuku yore isi gore. Ti ma che sa tuyudi ki gyu jiga yore isi gore, dribu jiga yore isi, takba re isi gore. Ani rangwe ne chuba re, tuyu saya de. Semu re shi yina ta nyi re yang ki tuyudi le shi, mi kanga nyi kuku yore, shoge lang re shi yina, lāngshēn rō kukū yōrē, kō tūyū kī kāngā chī kī yōrē sī yōrā. Zhēn tūyū dī rāngwāng dū chūpa chī. Rāngwī nē chūpa, tākba yīmba, ngōgō yīmba. Rāngi ngōyō chūpa, dēba sī nē rāngi ngōyō chūpa kō rāngwō nē chū. Tākīn sēwa nā shī rī, kō rāng rāng chūk tūmne, rāng jē tūmne. Kō rāng shēndā lī tūyō shīn jēl mē gōngi. Kō rāng ngā rāngi yō sē rī chū yō dēngi rī. Wō dī yō sī yōrā, tūyū dī rāngwī nē chūpa rī, tākba rī. Tūyū dī kī kāngā chī kī yōrē. Tsishin na se kiya dan, mi lan ya dan, roya dan, lega siya kanga, tuyi ki chigi yuwa res, tuyi di tindesh kiya lingadwa, tindesh di yuwa ma res, da pa kao yuwa.
So in this chapter 11, Aryadeva is refuting an idea of the non-Buddhist schools about a permanent time. The time is, there's some kind of principle called time that is permanent, doesn't change, but at the same time it creates things, it acts as a cause, even though it's permanent, and it's also self-existent, existent in its own right. For them, it's if you have all the different causes and conditions for something to grow in a garden, for instance, you have when it's winter, nothing will grow, and so but in the spring, then everything starts to grow. It's because of this principle of time that everything you need, like this. Time acts as a cause, right? It's a condition that then causes these things to arise, and that's like if it's time for you to get up, or time for you to go to sleep, or time for you to do wake up, and all of these things everything that we see in the world is created by this principle of time, and time itself is a permanent. A permanent, unchanging entity. It's also self-existent. It exists on its own. It's independent. It sort of doesn't have any connection with anything else. It's just exists all. What do you say? It's self-contained or independent, and. Let's see if there are any other. Those are all the qualities of the time.
Yīnā kō ngōbō kōrāngi ngōgō tē rāngyat tūpa jīg chēne, rāngwī nē tūpa chēne tī kō kūdā jīngi kāp kāp līyā, tāndā māngbā rē, tāndā tādā wā rē, tāndā dēbā rē, shā mā tō kō māngbā kāp lā yō rē, tādā yō rē, māngbā rē yō rē, dē sāne yō rē sā dē yō rē. Kā rē sā ngā tō samlū tāna, chīn sāngē tī samlū tāna yā kō dēwā dūngyē rī bīsī chāwā chī yō rē. Mangba yungju tanda yuwa marde, samgu tanda yuwa ko chigi didu ribisi kye che che chigi yuwa rwa. Sa ko yuwa re se, yuwa ko yuwa re, tanda mangbo rita, yungu yuwa rita ko, ta lepsunga, Dagon rore da sema do ngo di de de yo re si yo re.
So then the Buddhist school, like the Vaibhashika, for instance, they have a slightly different bend on this. The future pot, for instance, is when all the conditions are sort of assembled for a pot to be created, right? And then when it's created, that's the present pot. Then when it's destroyed, that's the past pot. And so then it has those three different existences, but in fact the pot itself is, all three times are self-existent. They're in the sense that we can always think about, if we think about the future, we can be happy and sad, and if we think about the past, we can be happy and sad. They exist in their own right. The past, present, and future exist in their own right. They have some kind of self-existence all the time. They're coming, they're coming into existence and going out of existence on based upon causes and conditions is just like a superficial, some kind of, that's on the surface, but in fact they have this, they exist, they have an existence that is, they have a kind of independent self-existence to them.
Sugdan sheba ni yorba. Tudu tube sugchi yora. Sheba shi ni yora. Eko tude suwa mare. Migi tonya yu amjo nye yu lagwe chan yu tinde mare. Su mare. Ni sheba yu mare ko. Yu shengen sheba yu mare. Yina ko tinde da. Tudu sumdi ngobo da. Ngobo la patene. Takba samle shakwe chere. De mindu ji sigurde. Suwa maingi sheba maingi. Pena miso na shi. So as in the degree way. Cause Lembangazo. So would they amare, same day amare. Yena Luda Semni Kunyam do they have never of Chilia, me sauce yora. Tisu amare, sheba amare, the Mindu she said, it is so the sheba kaima, in Yunga Wimba. Would the duty go over the Delne tell a ten shower, madam, over the Mandrene, loss of your mares, what? And then you masha. And make Anga Yala now as your Sabaton Sonata, and you may do cigar. Nima Medonatas are ropes on cigar. Madame Zindreso, some Madesha do that, Zindreso bet you shower, Mado. More than Mandrini do rang yet to your Maris.
So then they're basically asserting that there's some kind of a time, right, that exists in its own right, that has no connection to all the things in this world, it's disconnected, it exists in its own right, has an independent existence, a self-existence, without connection to what we call the things of this world, whether it's chairs, people, sun, moon, whatever. But the system of Aryadeva, of this book, then is not like that. They have a different take on this, where they say that time is connected to all things. Okay, there's different kind. It's an impermanent phenomena that is functional, but it's imputed to the various things of this world. It's a kind of a third category of impermanent phenomena. There's the category of forms, and then this is things made up of small particles, atoms. I don't know. It's a confusing translation to borrow that, but sort of particles, just small particles, and then there's mental things. There's another category of impermanent things that exist. And then there's this third category that time is included into, where it's called non-associated compositional factors or non-associated impermanent things. It's not associated with those first two categories. And so then this kind of thing, if you want, impermanent thing, is imputed. It exists, but it's imputed to the other two. And just like the idea of life force, we all have some kind of life force, but life force is a non-associated compositional factor. But it's imputed to the body and mind of a living being, and so. And in that way, it exists, right? It exists as a non-associated compositional factor, and so it's connected. You know, it's not separate from the things of this world. You know, when the sun shines, we say, "Oh, it's daytime." You know, we impute daytime to that. When the sun goes down, we impute, "Oh, it's night," you know. So, and when we're coming together for a class, then we say, "Oh, class time," and so forth. So these are all things. What do you say? Time exists in that way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then so we say these are bad times, and what we mean is that, you know, we see that human beings are, you know, doing a lot of, there's a lot of poor behavior on their part, and therefore we're calling this bad times. You know, these are really bad times. But if everybody's doing, you know, being very good to one another and peaceful and happy and so forth, then we say these are good times, and so it's not like if there wasn't these human beings doing those things, then we wouldn't have these expressions, you know, this good times or bad times. So then if we pick up, everybody have a copy, you have Gary, right? And everybody else have, Lou, do you want a copy? Or we got copies. So then we're going to just go right to the book here and read it. Mm-hmm. So we're going to go back to where we were in the previous class a little bit. So if we start in the page 227, just sort of, though water, manure, seed, and so forth are present.
Chulu dan sabun so yue yang sikora, chulu dan lu dan sabun la soba yue na yang, ene kabri kungari chine ko nyugu dan medo so kamgar meje yang rawa, jikma re cha rawa, kungari tuzu re chine ko jikma rawa, shitamne. Renga kye wara mikbe se yang kabri tizu kanga yaga re chine jikra rawa. O di kare se de, kyu shenda yue na ko tuzu di mēnā kīgī yō mār tē sōngsā tū tī gyū rē sī gōrwa mīg bē gyū shēng yō bā chē sō pō gyū shēng dā shū yō gōrē sāb yō dā chū tā lū jāng jāng tīgī yō mār kō kē yā lia gyū shēng dā shū yō rē kabrī kē kabrī kī wā o tī tū tī rē sī gōrwa pō nī lā tē yā tū yīn shē tū sūm nā nē bē ngō bū lē zē thā dē bē tū sūm nā nē bē ngō bū tā bē zē thā dē rē kōrāng kōrā rāng gyat tūk nē ngō lō gā yō rē tā kī ngā chū sē yā nā shī mī tā jisō dāng nima shāwa tōsō tōgō mā rē kōrā rāngyā lōgā yō rē tū sōm lā yō bē ngō bō lē tsē lōgā rē ngō bō sēbō nā shē rē bē kōrā rāwā kē yō mā rē kōrā lōg sō yō rē sī gō rā ngō bō lē tsē tā dē bē nē tāqbā yī nā sī nē tāqbā rē tū dē rō nē tē nē kē jī tāng jī yū zhāṃ sō jī sē wā rā yī nō o tū dē lia kē jī k sē rā bā tāng jī k sē rā bā Geji ma chukchu le tang jik sige wara. Geji sinne geji tamu re re che. Ene tang jik sinne geji ma chukchu le ya. Chukchu imi yo che, tang jik che. Yu zam sinne nisha jik le yu zam sumju sige wara. Nima jik da shaku che le ya. Cha sumju koro ti cha jik le ya yu zam sige wara. Oda tuzi nimi tu, cha me tu, sari shokbe tu, tindri. Ki ene tu di ya sewa che go yore sige wara. Sāwar chāwa yīni shē sēr tōs, o kūyān dōba tī tīrē, tī jī lāb dāle.
So then if we want to see what the assertion of these non-Buddhist schools are, then this is basically how they feel. Though water, manure, seeds, and so forth are present, one observes that sprouts, flowers, and the like are not produced at certain times, but are produced at others, like in the winter, these things would all be there. But then they wouldn't grow in the winter, so they're not produced then. But then they are produced when it gets warmer and you have spring or summer. Then they do grow at that time. Things sprout up, and so then from this one can infer the presence of another cause, which is time. So they say that there is the time is a cause, right? It's a cause for making these things happen. But at the same time, they say, though it is permanent, you could maybe take out the though. It is a permanent entity different from the functional things that exist in the three times. It's unconnected with all those things, but is permanent. It's in the sense of static, okay? That if you don't like the word of permanent, you can use the word static, but it acts as a cause, and so you can see it in certain things like instants. These are divisions of time, and whereas instant means something very quick, right? Moment means something that's made up of 60 instants, okay, in the Buddhist way of speaking. And then brief spans are like durations of time during a day. You're dividing the day into various brief spans of time, like morning and, you know, such things. So this is where time is revealed.
Nā kō tū tīli yā, tū kēchī chāmi yō yō sēr, mē sēr tīndrī kēchī māmbu yō rā. Kēchī chāmi sēne tūngrī tāni, tsaani kōpshī gyāgyū mēngiāngi kēchī yō rā yō mā rā sī tīndrī sī yō rā. Zā māngu chā, dī umā bāchā, kēchī chāmi mē, tūchēn chāmi mē sī kito ānā mā. Tūchēn chūng tāni kōpshī gyāgyū mēngiāngi tū chī yō mā rā. Tū yīn chīn chē tīla kō chī yāng yō chī kō rā. Tū yīnā kō, kātse tūngtūng yīnā kō tīli yā chī jūjī mēngiānsi yō mā rē, o tīndrē sī yō rā, tū chāmi, kēchī chāmi sī, o tī yō mā rē sī ngēchī. Yā tī dōdī bātān chī rā mā tū sū nē, yā kāshī tū tēn chāmi yō, chī rū bāi nē tū tēn chāmi yō, tāk bā yīn, yā tīndrē sī yō rā, tī chī lāp chāna.
And so then, there is this idea non-Buddhist schools, but also in some of the Buddhist schools like the Vaibhashika and the Sautrantika, where there's such a thing as directionally partless particles and what did I say? What did I say? Oh, durationally partless moments, right? And so then that means that if you divide time down to this very fine instance, you're going to come to this like permanent, you know, what do you say, static moment that doesn't have any parts to it. It doesn't have any, what do you say, it's durationally partless. And then the same with physical things. If you divide them down, you're going to come up with some kind of a particle that doesn't have any, it's just like the teeniest, tiniest particle that doesn't have any parts at all. And this particular school of Aryadeva, they don't accept such a thing, but this is an idea accepted by non-Buddhists and some of the Buddhist schools.
Ko tanda nam ju che na do di ba tu ju ne mi dharma chi se do mi be so go be ta da yin ge lo sum ju se tin de ge ju ten de se na di li a ke ji tu ju chi ju se do chu ro ba tu ju chi de tu ju ge o din de de ke ji chi de da tu shu de sha gra ke ji tu shu de
ro be tu shu de
ten de chi le tu ju
For example, I think some of the Buddhist schools divide time down to a 60th of a finger snap. It means that's the smallest. What do you say? Duration of time. But then the school that Aryadeva follows, the Prasangika school, they have a different idea of what the smallest moment of time, I guess we say duration of time, is just what the time it takes for the smallest particle to move. I mean, a little teeny. I think it's almost like, I guess, what I thought of is nanosecond, you know, it's just like this very teeny moment of time, right? And so they have a different idea of what the smallest moment of time would be.
Those who have one little tuxury, she seven and tuxu seven at the segment, Mazudana. Kiss it to Jew, say Martilla, Marchi, Yogora. And then you may hear it so young Ben and Zamulima, the Shivan Yawayan Gora. And Delia did the neighbors of Bans and Rowako. And the Kazakaze or a tablet to Den Shivaji or the neighbors of the Combassi Lion Rosagrava. The day chilling you may say. Yes, I.
Well,
indeed, to Jukawa said in a bicycle, Rimjin or a cigar in Rumarwa.
No.
To Dent is a. Do you travel in your mayor said, do you travel to spend your way, sir?
No.
Oh, dear, could you get a church? He sent it to Siabudo.
No, no. Kishla is saying that it's hard to, you know, think of a 60th of a finger snap, you know, because it's hard for us to, you know, things happen very quickly in, like, for instance, when light comes, okay, light travels so quickly, right? And so then it's easy, it's hard to put it, to grasp, okay, the moments of time in terms of that. But if you think about, like, the smallest particle just sort of moving, right? Then there's some kind of, it seems like a little bit easier for us to grasp a duration of, in that term, in terms of that kind of a movement. So that's, this answer is actually what, you know, the, it's the position that's asserted by this particular, what do you say, tenet system, the Prasangika. This is unacceptable, for if time were an entity different from functional things, it should be perceived, but it is not perceived. The idea is that if it's just different from all the objects, functional things means objects that exist and or impermanent objects that cause something, right? As a functional thing, it gives rise to cause and effect. It should be perceived. It's sort of like if it exists totally separate, like unconnected with functional things, like yellow and blue and yellow are totally different. Then it should be this. We can point out, you know, based on the objects. You know, it's easy for us to know that it's daytime and nighttime or class time because we can point out things. Well, if you're saying that time is something that's totally different from all these things, then we should be able to point it out. So then, in this context here, that it says, well, that has already been refuted. That was in chapter 9. We're not going to go back to that here. It says in this context, okay, and here when we're talking about time as a non-associated compositional factor, it's hard to think of time in that sense. But it's easier to think of time if we take something physical to represent it. So if you take a pot. Okay, you have the future pot, you have the present pot, and then you have the past pot, and so we're gonna you know, establish our reputation of this non-Buddhist position based upon that example of a pot. What do we call it? Clay pot is what we're maybe better to say clay pot.
This is what.
Time is, you know, now speaking from its own side, you know, exists in its own right. We're not thinking that some kind of a non-associated compositional factor seems to come at us from its own, in its own right, right?
Pumbe le tue de devare, pumbe ngele yungware, shen maung basu de jitan chele yungware.
Oh, ne, ne.
Pumbe maung basu de pumbe ngele ha yungware.
Ne, ne.
Rezo.
Ne.
Pumbe en devase de, pumbe en deva de, pumbe le tue de maung bare.
Ne, ne.
Tiso, kuran chiki che, ne, di ju negab she, ten drebi negab she.
Ne.
Ju negab de le pumbe maung bare.
Mm-hmm.
Pumbe chasu na pumbe tada ware.
Mm-hmm.
Di shikba da tinte chesu na pumbe. Deva are,
right.
The Pumbe Mahombade, Pumbe Nere Yungudua.
Nice.
In the Pumbe Yunduza, con des Arkidua.
Nice.
Pumbe Mahombade, Marcel. Pumbe Devade, Pumbe Leto de Mahombade.
Nice.
Deva Mare, Pumbe Nil de Mare.
Nice.
Mahombade, yes. Digila.
That's okay. So, anyway, this is where it gets tricky. Okay, so then I thought maybe it would be helpful to have Diana write it on the board, but you have these three, if you keep this three pictures in your mind, right, if you have the future pot, right, is when the ingredients are there, just there's, you know, there's the clay and the water and so forth, whatever you need to put the clay pot together, right, a kiln and so forth, right? So then that's the future pot. Now the present pot is when all those are put together, it's fired up and you have a clay pot, right? Okay. And then when that's destroyed, when the pot breaks and is shattered, then the clay pot's shattered, then that's the past pot, okay? So keep those three pictures in mind and then think of this, okay? Usually, you know, you know, past, present, and future would sort of be, you know, what, it's sequential or something, mm-hmm. but it's not.
It's counterintuitive.
It's counterintuitive. It's not sequential. So when you got the pot relative to the pot itself, then the future pot is already gone. It's past, right? Okay. So the future, you know, if you keep the picture in mind, you can get that. And then relative to the pot, the past pot is future, right? We're just talking about, you know, if you take those three fingers, and it's easier to have something physical. That's why I thought maybe it would be helpful to have Diana put it up on the board. But you have this is the future pot, right? Where the ingredients are all there. That's the future pot, right? The future pot mean the pot hasn't come into existence yet, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when it does come into existence, we call that the present clay pot. When it's destroyed, we call it the past pot, right? It's disintegrated, right? But relative to the pot, that is past, right? What we're calling the future pot is past, right? And relative to the pot, what what we see as the past pod is future, right? Okay, so that's future, right? If we do it sequentially, right? If we think of time sequentially, then it's a slightly different take, but it has to be relative to the present pot that we're talking about. Is that everybody okay with that?
No, I'm not okay with the relative to the present pot. The past pot is future. That's a part of it.
Well, because the.
From Skype land, I totally missed that. Sorry.
Amy, oh, was that you, Amy? I think so. And then no.
One more time.
I'll say it one more time. Go through it one. Yankar, love you. So you have, if you think of it, put your three fingers there, okay? And say we're using the index finger and the middle finger and then the ring finger, okay? And then, so the ring finger represents your future pot, okay? It's the ingredients all sitting on the table, and it hasn't been made, so that's the future pot, right? It's all the ingredients. Now, when they are all made and put together, then this is the present pot, right? And that's your middle finger there, right? That's the present pot. Then the past pot is when that, present pot is destroyed. It disintegrates. It's, shards. You could make a picture of broken shards, right? Okay. And that would be the past pot. It's gone. Okay. So then,
but the future of the present pot.
We're going through it step by step. Okay. So then look relative to the middle finger, okay? Relative to your middle finger, that which we call the future pot, which is your ring finger, is past, right? Mm-hmm. It's already over with at the time of the present pot, okay? So it's past, okay? And relative to your middle finger, the digit, what do they call that one? The pointing, the pointer, the pointer or whatever, even though we're calling it the past pot, right? It's the future relative to the present, right?
Relative to the pot.
Relative to the present pot. Yeah,
that's
present
what you're
pot.
Say.
Yeah, relative
that's
to the pot. Well, the
clear.
Pot that exists.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's two identities. Your view of the pot and the pot's view itself. You know what I'm saying? We're separating.
Yeah, right. We're sort of, if you think of it that way, the pot from the perspective of the pot.
Yeah,
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you can think of it as from the perspective of the pot or just relative to the pot.
So in other words, the shards happen in the future of the present pot.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Yeah. Right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Time and space curving. It's cyclic. It is cyclic.
Or just six.
Now this makes now I get confused by the curve.
Curve geometry.
Yeah,
curve
time and space curve.
Yeah.
Einstein thought so.
Yeah, okay.
This one.
I'll have to think about that.
This one.
Did everybody on Skype got that now, right? Hopefully. So, and then if we do another of this relative or from the perspective, if I use Gary's word, from the perspective of the future pot, right, which is your ring finger, this present pot and the past pot are future, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're future,
mm-hmm.
right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
pumbe ta debe pumbe te ne mahomba rwas jiswa mahomba yena rang ngoyo jube sugi mahomba rwa pumbe mahombe te so pumbe deba te rang ngoyo jube sugi mahomba yengure te na ko zes jube yengure zaye te na te de so pumbe mahombe te so pumbe ta da wa da pumbe mahomba ni ga te ya yego gure se guarda rangwa du jube si yena Tokwe takwa shabe ne ko yungju re tanda yo mare yungju re tele teni maung ba yungju sonja maung ba sikre se lamnen digi ware tokwe ta asam yena. Din digi wama ko rangwe ne yo isla ura tagi tiyu sumga de. Rangwe yu rangwe ne yo, rangwa wa yo. Ngwe bu dan tse kaga chene yo isla arwa. Ti ne ta pumbe maung ba tiyu su pumbe deba de maung ba arwa asire. Maung ba re se arwa. Maung ba yena yu rangwe rangwa ngdu jube. Mahomba rwa. Rawandu dhruva mahomba yena ko mahomba rwa. Ani pumbe mdeba de pumbe mahomba rwa. Pumbe dada wa de mahomba rwa. Ani kira mahomba de mewa rindu rwa. Tu dada wa da mdeba de midu as. Disi yora, tani mata. Mahom pumbla dada rwa sikdwa. Mahom pumbla as, mahombe pumbe tila sikwara. Tadarwe pumbi mayin sikdwa, tadarwe pumbi de yueba maare sikwara, dila ndeba de yueba maare sikwara. Dila maungbe pumbi la tadarwe pumbi yueba minshin, te sena ndebe pumbi yang mebar tal, te sena tini maung na chi jungyu ngobo se. Di yueba marwa, tanda maungbe tuna ya tadarwa da Deba ni di yomarwa. Tada pumba da mao pumba ni yomarwa. Mewar thal sigora, yomare sigora. Karisne teche tini mao na chi, teche kera chene teche. Pumbe mao bese, pumbe tada we pumba da mao be pumba ni budi, ene debe pumba ni budi mao ba yin se kudwa sigora, kera chene. Teche tini mao na chi jungyu ngobo ngadu na ne. Teche mao ba yina, teche Rangwang du dhubay maung ba yin gu re. Rangwang du dhubay maung ba yin maung ba re song re. Ani ta tata wa ta dae ba nyu di maung ba re baya sige war da. Ani maung ba yin kare jungju ngobu de ne jima yungju ngobu de ngay ne yo re. Nga du jing ngobu de chidu na yo re se. Rin dhug re se. Chi jungju ngobu nga du na ne be Tu chewar tawa da, jigi du na chishu. Dini tu gi namsha di mebren dhugres gwara. Tu chewis na. Tu sung di chul dhugres gwara. Dini maungbe pumbe du su, tadawe pumbe dan debe pumbe nidi yu sigma res gwara. Kena chini yu gugdwa su, ko didu maungba rangwandu chini ko maungba che yorwa. Maungbe chayas chupgirwa. Dini tadawe pumbe yu, debe pumbe yu gwara. Dini ko maungba yin gwara. Mau bayi ni tada warik marwa. Ani tu sumgi nam syambil juga mendoa sih.
Mendoa. Ti tambur mah.
Oh deh, oh di sih dah.
So then, in this one verse, then if we take a look at that based on how we've divided, you know, how we've looked at these three pots or times of the pot. The present pot and the past one do not exist in the future pot. Since both would be future, the future would not exist. So if we look at the commentary, it says it follows that the present pot does not exist in the future pot. Nor does the past pot exist at that time. For if they both existed at that time, time would be disrupted, since things which are to occur later would already exist at an earlier time. Now, this is all based on their assertion that time exists in its own right. It has for something to be self-existent, for something to exist in its own right, means it has to be there. It has to be there already. It has to be findable right there. And therefore, if you have if these these, the present pot, right, your middle finger and the index finger, right, that's the word, mm-hmm. and the middle finger and the index finger are future, then they already are future, okay? They already exist as future, okay? If they, and so then they have to exist at the time of the future of your ring finger, okay? So then time would be disrupted, means that there wouldn't be any present and past, right? There wouldn't be any present and past because they would all exist together and as the future. The future, everything would come together in as the future pot, right?
Could you repeat that once more?
Well, it has a logic to it, really. I mean, if things, you have to say, if things exist in their own right as future, right? If the past, then the past and the present pot and the past pot, your index finger and the middle finger, would already exist, okay? They would already exist as future pot, right? And which means that then there would, you know, the past, the present and the past would exist at the same time as the future, which is your, what, your ring finger, right? So there wouldn't be any way of presenting past, present, and future. Everything would just be future. It would all exist together, okay? Because if things existed in their own right, okay, had their own self-existence, then they would already exist, okay, as future pot, right? So they would all come together. So that's why it says, for if they both existed at that time, time would be disrupted. You couldn't, the idea is that you couldn't present the present and the past because since things that are to occur later would already exist at an earlier time. They would already exist there at this earlier time. You can't, there wouldn't be any sequential unfolding of time. It would all exist at one time. For these reasons, okay, then Drigidu
Sanghita. Mahomba pumbe ngor mahomba chen rang ngor tu ba yeba yena sig wara ti chere maho ye ma yin se ten den de ba da ta da de me ba sha ro wa de be pumbe da ta mahomba pumbe de be pumbe da ta de pumbe ni ba de mahomba sha ro wa ene ko mahomba de mahomba re ma re chere ko da da wa me na mahomba si ye yo ma wa de ba me na mahomba si ye yo ma ro wa ta chen mahomba nam sha de la ro re ju sum gi nam sha me ba re re si wa ra kang ge che re ju che te na de ta dar ti ni mahomba pumbe tu na mahomba ina si wa ra ene mahomba tu su thal wa si mahomba pumbe tu na de ba da ta da wa ni bu de mahomba rang gi ngo yu tu be mahomba ina ta mahomba tu yin gu re si wa ra ko mahomba yin gu re si Maombe tuso tawe tese maomba teacher Tada dan deba nibu de maomba in bechena Maombe maomba oni jutumnase Kuni ni de maomba in bang oni jutumna Maomba in jurgo grace wara Ranging away maomba to de yunaco maomba in gure Tada wada maomba deba nidi Riva Maomba in jurgo la tedana Tusumjar maomba in jurgo beta Kira tusumga de maomba resonance wara Tadawa dan deba de mahomba reson, ragging away mahomba says to Rava. Dina de tadar, missiber, Jurguan, deba da tadawa yo marva. Mahomba janjamado. Deba da tadawa in a mahomba kora yung marva. So, the dana count of mahomba sha menube, mahomba nija, yuba maimba juros. Mahomba de yung marret. Deba dan pumbe deba dan pumbetada de mena.
Mena.
And it died. Mahomba de ko mahomba re mare.
So then I think it becomes a little, Geshe was saying, it becomes a little clearer now in the second part of the, that takes care of this, the present pot and the past pot do not exist in the future pot. Since both, would be future, the future would not exist. Okay, so then, so you have those three times, right? The future pot, the present pot, and the past pot. Now, if for these reasons, since both the past and the present would be future if they existed, okay, if they exist already in their own right, okay, then they're already future. They have to be existing in their own right as future, right? So they do not already exist at that time. If the future of the future existed by way of its own entity, it should be future. Okay, so these are both the future of the future. So they exist in their own right as future, right? So they are the future of the future means the present and the past, right? The future of the future here means the present. Right? This is the future. This is the future pot. So this is the future. These two are the future of the future. So then they existed by way of their own entity. Now I think that, did everybody follow the, let's see, for these reasons, since both the past and the present would be future if they existed at the time of the future pot, they do not already exist at that time. That's usually we think of them as not already existing, right? They don't already exist, these two, right? Mm-hmm. At the time of the future pot, right? But if the future of the future existed in its own right, okay, if these, the present and the past, exist in their own right, that means they're already future, right? They have to be. So they should be future. Each one should be future. In that case, all three times would have to be future. Okay, so all three of those become future because of this idea of existing, as she says, by way of its own entity, or essentially existing. Okay, there's another way of translating that one. That if they essentially exist as future, then they would exist at the time of the future pot, right? They would all be future. And then there couldn't be any past or present, okay? Because they'd all be future. There wasn't any past and future. If that were so, the future itself would not exist. Because the future, since it could not be posited as future in relationship to anything, So then all the three times would be, you know, totally non-existent, right? Everybody, there's a lot of nodding heads here. I don't know about that. There's a few nodding heads. But did everybody get that, the logic of that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Any... Zeso rangje tu ba chi yin sila biyo ra. O dig ma di ruwa ma zi rang lu la ko di kyun tinda yungu yo ma ruwa. Pena nga zu di kyun tanga duwa. Sabin na sa chulu trishi so di nyugu jiga yo ruwa. Ta konzi nyugu jiga rangwe na yo se na. Rangwe ngoyo jiga yo ra se na. Nyugu yo ruwa se ra titi. Rangwe na rangwe su ji nyugu kurang jiga yo na. Kyu tu su. Nyugu yawar baisa yawara. Nyugu baina ane nyugu rangwe ne chik me duwa, kurangwe ne chik me duwa asa. Nyugu rangwe ne chik na titu nyugu yawgo su kyan tanga duwa umaba. Umaba kurang labasa na, maungba na yungju sunza ko kali yungu yawza, nyugu chik yawya sayara madu, nyugu tanda yawgo maare. Tenzin rebar yungare, yungju tila samne ko samlo tanga, ane ko tanya chik yawara. Tenzin rebar yungala ti kuku yawmaare. Tenzin rebar yungala tanda ko Tata wada maungba nyidi, maungba da rede, titu yoyogu maare ko. Tenzin rebar juwaale. Konzo chana rangwe ne yoyos na, titu yoyogu urwa ase. Tenzin kyo tamdwa.
So, I forgot to translate what Geshe-la was saying. That in a system where the past, present, and future are imputational, that they're imputed there by term and concept, then this whole what do you say, scheme works. But it's the problem comes when you try to say that things are exist in their own right, that they have, that they are essentially existent. So, for instance, when you have seed and manure and soil, if you say at that time that the sprout exists in its own right, okay, the sprout that's going to come out from those exists in its own right, then from the Prasangika viewpoint, okay, of this book, then they're saying, well, then it would have to exist at the time of the seeds and the manure and the earth. They would have to exist then. If it exists in its own right, it would have to exist then. And so show me where the sprout is, you know, basically. But and so then what they're saying is that it, if you take dependent arising, okay, if you take the idea of dependent origination or things are there's different translations, codependent arising, some people are doing. If you think, you know, when you have these causes and conditions assembled together, then there will be this arising of a sprout, and then we can call it a sprout when it arises. Before then, you can't call it a sprout. So it's just at the time of, it's not until all those conditions undergo a certain change and then the sprout arises that you can call it a sprout. And then that's enough for it to exist as a sprout. So then if in a system where we're using dependent designation or dependent arising, if you talk, also about causes and conditions, then these times, you know, this presentation of time works. Otherwise, the system breaks down when you start talking about things as being essentially existent. Does everybody have time? I don't know how your time is, but.